Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast, or show, or whatever that we're calling it this week. An experience. An adventure. Not beyond the stars. An adventure of infinite proportions.
That was last season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Last time, I gotta tell you, Rodrigo.
Yeah.
Scary times.
Yeah.
The party has returned to Tuberville, but it's not the same Tuberville that they left.
It is not.
Yeah, it is. It was a scary, horrible place then.
Well, back then it was more of a vegetative zombie town. This is more like a demon-infested...
Yeah, that's true. Everybody seemed pretty content.
Yeah, weasel stands and everything. No weasel stands.
No weasel stands.
No most of Tuberville.
Yeah.
Instead, a giant temple to Asmodeus. Or Asmodeus, sir.
No, Asmodeus. You had it right the first time.
There you go.
Ozzy Davis.
And at least part of the party has witnessed some horrific things outside their windows.
And Brian, if you want Randus to have seen that, he also could have.
Yes.
Okay.
Acting.
He had headphones on at the time.
Such subtlety. Such nuance.
Oh my god.
All right, so Lawrence
Olivier could not have done it better.
We will pick it up more or less where we left last week with nothing left but some spray.
And the creatures themselves have scattered
in every direction.
But doesn't look like they're attacking anymore?
No.
So they attacked one house.
Mm-hmm.
They saw one body.
Mm-hmm.
Could they tell if it was male or female?
It was probably just because of just with like height and general build, most likely male.
Trell's pretty sure she knows who that was.
I'm pretty sure I know who it was too.
Orm don't know anything.
Huh? What? Pretty boy, where are you?
God. I miss my horse. Actually, we'll say that your window actually faces out to the stable, so you can wave to Pretty Boy from where you are. Over here, Pretty Boy.
Knock on the window.
Yeah.
I'll bring you a carrot later.
You miss your horse.
Evil satanic carrot.
Gray.
Yes, gray.
Are there like curtains on the windows?
Yeah.
She's going to shut the curtains.
Okay. They are pretty thin. So you can still, like, as long as it's like still daylight, some amount of daylight, you're still going to be able to see out to a certain degree. But once it's nighttime, it'll be difficult to see out.
However, since they're really thin, people will totally be able to see in.
If you have any light on, yeah. And we will say that there's probably some sort of oil-style lantern somewhere in the room, in each of these rooms.
Okay. She is going to not look at Kat and go sit on the same wall as where the window is. So she has like no view of it. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's going to sit on the floor there.
Are you turning your back to the window of evil?
Yep.
Oh.
The eyes are the window to the evil of the town of your soul.
Of the house of Jackville.
Of Tuberville.
Yes.
Evil, evil Tuberville. Doo-da.
And she just sits there.
Are you going to be all right?
No.
I know.
I'm fine, though. It's fine. It's fine. We just have to get through this.
Okay. All right. No. Step back out.
Okay. You're in a hallway. You find a shaken Randus.
Did you see what? Yeah? Is this of concern?
Concern? Yes. Something that we can do about? Not so much.
Okay. So, not going to do anything?
Well, while we're here, we're guests of the city, and we need to let it function how it functions currently.
If you say so.
But right now, if we try and take this down, we're just going to cause more problems for the city and ourselves, and obviously delay us further.
Okay.
It's best for us to just try and handle what's going on and let the major authority know when we can.
I suppose.
Go get some rest, Randus.
Okay.
Orm feels a rumbling in his tummy.
Mm-hmm.
I exit to go find food.
Okay. As you head out, there is no one at the front desk.
Bling! Is there a bell?
Yes, somebody comes running. It is that
innkeeper.
Yep.
Hello.
Oh, hello. You need anything?
You had mentioned something about food.
Yes, we are working on that. We're a little bit behind.
Okay.
It's we'll have it right to you as soon as it's ready. It's up to you, but soon we will have a fine meal. We went out to find some extra ingredients as we have such special guests. So it's going to take us a little bit longer, but we will have it for you very soon.
Okay. I've been here before. Not this inn, but I've been to Tuberville before.
Oh. I don't... I'm sorry.
it's a couple of years ago. There was a plague of... I don't know what to call it. But it was...
Oh, yes. Where there were some creatures under the city hall.
Yes.
Yes, I remember that. Those were the good old days.
I see. How did this town get to this?
What do you mean?
Well, it doesn't seem like the lively town it once was.
Oh, this town is... It's quite lively. You just caught us in the middle of a shift. During shift changes, there's a lot more activity, and we have public displays that happen sometimes. Those are happenings, and we also are very fond of spending time with our families indoors.
I see. Well, I guess it seems like the spirit of the town may not be what it once was. I was kind of hoping to see a familiar weasel stand.
Well,
maybe that business dried up, or
it, was, obstinate. So, he was given a career change.
I see.
And I'm sure now, I have not seen him in a long time, but I'm sure he's doing just fine. There's lots to do in Tuberville.
Like?
Like, well, for example, you can work at the quarry.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can run an inn or a restaurant. Or you can carry things back and forward. We do have some farmers who come in every once in a while and bring us food, and we of course the temple trades with them directly, so we never have to pay them. They provide all the food for us a lot of the time.
The food we'll be eating tonight?
Yeah, partially.
Oh. Okay. And the other cities near here are familiar with the temple and...
We have not heard from any cities near here.
How long ago was this?
Was what?
Was when apparently Brother Pine and...
He like looks over his shoulder.
Brother Olaf came to town. Is everything okay?
Yes, I thought I heard something at the stables.
Oh, pretty boy. Is everything okay with the horses?
I should go check. I will go check.
I'll
on
go
your...
with you.
All right.
And we can continue this conversation.
Very well.
Everything okay?
I am doing just dandy, thank you. And he leads you out the door and around. As you go around out the front door, you kind of have to go around the building to get to the stables. And off over there, a ways, kind of up against the, or in front of the sun, as the sun is going down, you see Brother Pine kind of a little ways down the street. There's a couple of people in front of him, and they are like, it kind of looks like... they're basically just completely flat on their faces. Well, they're on their knees and on their faces, kind of like groveling, although they're not like, they don't seem to be worshiping him or anything.
Sure, sure,
they just kind of have like their hands over their heads.
Mm-hmm.
And he appears to be talking to them.
Now, is he facing us?
He's in...
Or is his back to us?
No, his... like you're basically seeing him in silhouette.
Okay, but so I can't tell which direction he's facing.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's like I meant profile, not silhouette.
Oh, okay.
But also silhouette.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's facing towards them.
Sure.
And you would be over
his
right. Yeah. From his shoulder. Yeah.
So, is there a place to duck in off where we're at? Or
sure.
Okay. So I grab the innkeeper and pull him into an alley or sideway.
He jumps in that direction as you do.
What is going on?
Well, I did think I heard something.
Can he hear us now?
I don't know. I don't know.
Calm down. Are you safe?
I don't know. No one knows.
How come you haven't done something about this?
Because they have, like, demons and fire, and they, like, half the town, they just, like, take their blood.
Oh my. peek out.
Yep.
Down the street.
Yep.
What do I see?
He's walking away from them, but they don't move. And then he's not moving toward you. He's going in a different direction.
Go back to what you're doing.
Okay.
Everything will be okay.
I don't think that's true, but okay.
I'm going back inside now.
Okay.
I leave, go back inside.
He actually goes to check on the horses.
That's nice of him. Orm thinks as he's walking up the stairs to Ket's room. Ket!
Open the door.
The heck is going on here, man?
Asmodeus has taken over. We can't do anything about it right now.
They are killing people in the streets.
Sounds about right. We can't do anything about it right now.
Why would anyone allow this to continue, Ket?
Because they can't do anything about it here. We're going to inform Diamond Throne when we get there.
What are they going to be able to do about it? They send have an demons army here, Ket. Demons!
What are we going to be able to do about it?
Well, not sit here and eat their dinner and eat their food and put them out of sorts. If we're going to do something and inform somebody, we either leave now and take care of this as quickly as possible, or we try to deal with those two creepy brothers, which don't even look like brothers.
Brother's a moniker, Orm.
Oh! Of course!
Brothers, Orm's pretty new to religion.
He is, really. He's avoided it most of his life.
Yeah.
What we need...
This is not right, Ket.
I know it's not right. All we're going to do if we actually stir any sort of trouble right now is cause more problems for Tuberville.
Aren't you, like... Don't you chat with Asmodeus all the time?
No.
Why not?
Do you want to chat with Asmodeus all the time?
Or whoever that you chat with. Can't they do something? Can't you talk to the gods? Don't you have that connection with the Raven Queen?
I haven't had the connection with M'lady for a while.
What is going on, Ket?
Asmodeus took over Tuberville.
Why is that even allowed?
Because he's a god.
Why aren't the other gods doing something about it?
Have Torque pray? He can ask Corallon?
Torque. Torque.
What? I'm sleeping.
Torque, open the door.
What?
It's me, Worm.
Okay. Alright, well, open the door. The door is open.
Torque, you know what's going on in this town, right?
What?
Asmodeus has taken over.
Oh. Yeah, it does make sense.
Why?
That explains why those creepy Asmodeus guys are all, like, in charge.
Why would the gods allow this to happen, Torque? They're killing people in the streets.
What?
I was just outside... And one of those brother guys, and I forget which one, I saw two people begging, right. And then they were not moving anymore.
Did he kill you?
I'm sure he killed them.
Why would
Corallon allow something like this to happen?
That's a mighty big question. I mean, you remember when we was talking to the Pentathlon, and they was all, yes, we do, and we do this, and then you have to go, and the thing, and then the big strong guy went, what? I would never team up with the Dark Prasm, and they're bad and evil, and I can't believe you even are. And then they all yelled at us for a minute, then they agreed. And we went and we tried to talk to all of them, and Asmodeus was a big jerky jerk face.
Exactly. If he's being such a jerk and he's killing people in the streets, why are the other gods not stepping in and doing something about this? You've got a connection to Corlan.
Well, I don't. It's not like a scroll where I just go, do 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 do. Hello, Corlan. Can you fix this? Do do do.
But
I don't
you
know how much
have a connection to Corlan. Can you pray or do something that you guys do?
Hang on. It's not that simple. It's not like I just, you know, talk and then I get like something back. It's more complicated than that. And when you look at, we've been all over the place and there's always somebody in charge, right? And some of the guys in charge are jerk faces.
And in those cases, we're able to put a stop to some of their craziness. But here, Ket says we can't do anything.
Wait, Ket says what?
He said we can't do anything.
Well, they...
And he refuses to talk to Asmodeus.
It doesn't work like that. We don't just say, excuse me, hello. It's not like your fireball, where you go, whoosh, fireball, go do what I say and stuff. That's not how the divine stuff works.
We can't stay here then. This is wrong.
Alright, we can leave, but if you want, we can go cut them boys in half. But I guarantee you, Asmodeus will have three more guys here by morning.
They've already got demons, Kit.
Now that tall one, I wouldn't mind cutting him in half, because I don't like the look of him. But, you know, the little one, I don't really like the look of either, but he's kind of... You know how they're like when they're small, they're cute.
They have demons.
Okay. Well, they got the big church. So you gotta figure they got soldiers and they got casters and they got magic-y folks. Why don't we like go somewhere and like and tell Diamond Throne that this whole town is overrun with Asmodeus? I mean, there's five of us. And, you know, I don't have any problem with fighting the town. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time we just wandered in and fought a town.
Can't you pray to Corlan and see if he'll do something? Aren't these two, like, natural enemies or something?
Well, it's a lot more complicated than that, I think. But I can.
Do it. Do whatever you can.
The answer is not going to be like the answer that you're, you know, it's not going to be like, all right, I will help you.
You don't know unless you try.
I said I would try.
Thank you.
It doesn't work like that.
Well, try.
But, all right, I will try.
Thank you. Orm leaves, goes back to his room.
As you walk out, you hear heavy footsteps on the coming up the stairs. And eventually you see Brother Olaf come around. Oh, hello, Orm.
Hello.
I was hoping to speak to Randaz. Is he in?
I don't know. He has his own room.
Do you know which room that is?
I do not. I went to my room before he went to his room.
Don't let him eat Randaz.
Yeah. He looks. Oh my God, he turns around, like looks down the stairs and says, the gentleman with the arm, and like from downstairs you hear, room 6! Turns around. I can find him.
Is there anything I can help you with?
No, but I was about to invite him to come to the cathedral and look at some things. You can come along if you want.
And did Torque... I think Matthew asked if Torque heard that. conversation.
Oh, did Torque hear that? Yeah.
I say, did all of us hear
that,
it, or just
that door opened real quick?
Sure. Anybody who wants to listen at the door can listen to this.
Yeah, Torque's the door to Torque's room opened.
That's what I figured.
Like,
I was open.
Laverne said something rude.
Sure, sure.
Okay. All right.
And then Squiggy pops in.
Hello. Hello, Cheryl.
I'm sure Trell has not figured out how to block, like, put enough stuff against your ears to block anything out.
Right. Yeah, you can hear this as well. They're having a conversation about Randus outside. So Torque opens the door. Yep. Brother Olaf turns to look at Torque. Good evening.
Howdy.
He kind of steps out of the way.
We're going
as he's sort of expecting, like, that Torque was gonna, like, walk out of his room and go in some direction, but I'm guessing Torque just kind of stands there.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to the cathedral, are we?
Oh, if you want, certainly.
Yeah, I'm kind of a cathedral guy. I like it.
Right, right. We definitely had not heard that you yourself had been anointed, but we've updated our records.
I'll make a note of that.
So will we. And he says, starts walking in our direction and says, excuse me, I'd like to invite Randus.
And he step aside.
Yep, walks around Orym. Again, no. You know, no, like, swagger. Well, other than the fact that, again, he's built like a boiler, so he does kind of move a little bit side to side when he walks. But, yep. There's a solid knock, I'm guessing, on your head as you are pretty close to the door.
Hey, what?
Yes, Randus?
Yeah?
We wanted to see, there's a few things that we'd like for you to look at. I really apologize. We had not read our records on you guys for quite some time, so I did not realize that you yourself are an alchemist. We thought you might be very interested in this.
Okay. Okay, let me get my stuff ready.
Oh, fine, fine. It sounds like your friends want to come along as well, so I will just wait for all of you down the stairs.
Okay, that's good.
And he turns around. Walks over between Orym and Torque. Walks downstairs. And there's an audible stillness from downstairs as probably everybody who's near the front desk is just standing awkwardly. You guys can practically hear that.
Step out of my room.
Hey, there's Cat.
Yeah. So Randus is actually in his room gathering stuff?
Yes. Sound of clanking and an air ratchet. And
yeah. Unfortunately, your assistant doesn't really understand the concept of, like, making time. So it's like, you're like, oh, let me get my stuff together. And he basically is already, like, dragging your backpack towards you.
Thanks. Okay, I guess I'm good to go.
I grabbed my stuff too.
Okay.
Not that I had time to pack. I was too busy looking pretty boy out the window.
Trell slowly creeps out of her room.
Well, we don't need to go with Trell. Unless you want to.
What if they try to take Randus?
Orym and Torque are going to be with him?
What if they try to take Randus and Torque and Orym?
They're not going to do that.
Okay.
I am apparently worth enough clout here, pull enough clout here that they're not going to obstruct what I'm attempting to do.
Yay.
Yeah. Take anything they freely offer.
But it might be evil.
Take it, put it with your sword.
I look down at my sword in my scabbard. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to fit
old one.
Into... Don't know what you're talking about, Ket.
Your flaming sword?
Yes, this one. Here, by my side.
That's your cold iron sword.
Yes, yes. Exactly.
Did you break down the flaming longsword, Orym?
I did not.
Then, if you're worried about anything that they offer you, put it in your haversack.
Okay.
Don't refuse anything. Don't cause suspicion.
It's like the opposite of dealing with a fae. Are you sure that's a good idea?
I am 100% certain that anything they offer freely comes with no
So don't sign it. Don't sign anything.
Don't sign anything.
Don't promise anything.
Don't promise anything. Don't pay for anything.
Don't touch anything.
Don't touch anything unless they specifically ask you to touch something.
Don't let anybody challenge you to a fiddle contest.
Especially don't let anybody challenge you to a fiddle contest.
But it's made of gold.
You do not need a fiddle made of gold, Orym.
My sword would tell you otherwise. I mean, okay.
Until they get that fiddle and kill your friends.
Use it to kill your friends.
Use it to kill your friends.
Bam. That's about the best use of a fiddle made of gold.
Okay, while they're talking, Trell's going to just like slink back into her room.
Give them an approximation of half the material components that we need.
Why half?
Do you want to ask Asmodeus for everything?
I'm not going to ask for anything.
They're expecting a number. They're willing to provide.
How much is that?
I can do the math in a bit. But they're willing to provide. Anything that we take away from here is less that they have. And despite what we all might think, we can use the help still. Despite how we feel about the source.
I'm just going with Randus.
All right. Shall we then?
Yes, let's.
So, Orym, Torg, and Randus?
Torg?
Yeah.
No religious debates.
Yeah, that sounds like something I'd do.
Try to not tout the merits of Orlon, or Corlon right now.
Orlon.
Tout the merits of Orlok.
Yes. I can't imagine as a presence is all that welcome here.
It sounds like they need it more than most.
True. But be careful.
Just remember my regular expectation. I can't guarantee that nobody's going to get cut in half.
Only if they try to cut one of you three first.
That's just being awake.
Gotcha.
All right.
Have fun.
That's likely.
So, Orym, Torg, and Randus make their way down the stairs to find a fairly relaxed-looking dwarf and two very tense humans. He says, right this way, please.
No, you guys go ahead. Just one moment. I've got to lace my buckle.
He walks. He nods and walks out the door.
Go up to the innkeeper and say, "Eat my food. It's okay. Just eat it. Share it with whoever. Just eat it. If anyone asks, just tell them I had enough."
He nods,
and I'm out the door.
Okay. So you have a short walk back to the cathedral. It is now evening. There are lights from inside, which glow outwardly in a freaky red haze. As you enter, you are met by Brother Pine, who gives a bow and greets you all. Oh, looks like we have more guests than you hoped for, Brother Olaf. Curiosity, Brother Pine. And they both start walking side by side. And as they do, Brother Pine starts motioning around. So, Randus, and of course anybody else who is interested, I don't know if it was mentioned, it's very embarrassing, we forgot that you have some knowledge of alchemy and might be interested in what we are doing here. You see, as we mentioned before, the astral and elemental incursions into Tuberville have given its the geology beneath it a very particular property. We were sent here a little bit ago to find some way to exploit it. And we found a few ways, certainly one that is very effective. It allows us to create a stone that is very conducive to certain mystical rituals. So, for example, once this cathedral is finished, both because of its architecture, its construction materials, and its geomancy, should be able to generate truly spectacular results with certain rituals. You guys start walking. There's stairs down. They take the stairs down.
What does the inside look like? Does it look like the outside?
It does. I mean, it looks like the inside of a Gothic cathedral, but again, like no filigree whatsoever.
Yeah. All adornments, basically.
Yep, all down. No adornments at all.
Okay.
There is a clear sense that it is like, although, you know, the ground is level and the arches are more or less the same size as you walk through, there is a clear sense that there's a general downwardness to the architecture, as though it's pointing kind of in the direction that you're walking now, as they start heading down the stairs.
Okay.
They open the door, and you find yourselves in what is basically a fairly sizable laboratory. There are some bubbling solutions over there. You see a couple of summoning circles over in that direction, as well as tables that are just full of stuff. Olaf walks over to one of the tables and picks up a little piece of rock, which looks like the rock the cathedral is made out of. Holds it up to Randus.
Mm-hmm.
Sample.
Okay. Takes it with his robot arm.
Yep. As you like close your robot arm over it, like you basically accidentally like kind of close a circuit on it. Like it starts Do you drop it?
Yeah.
He like watches it clatter to the ground. Everything all right?
I just wasn't expecting.
Oh, it must be your arm.
Yeah.
It is very sensitive to magic, or rather very conductive of it.
I see. Okay.
Arcane and divine.
Interesting.
I think so.
Pick it up with my other hand and...
Yeah.
Kind of stick it in a backpack and hit it. Don't touch that. No.
He leads Randus around the tables and basically points out a lot of really kind of boring alchemical stuff, by which I mean kind of very interesting to Randa's alchemical stuff. Just from the stuff he explains, Randa's very quickly realizes that, like, basically as the formulas start like filling in his head, he realizes that there's probably a component that he's dancing around.
Would I be able to guesstimate what that component would be?
Sure. Give me an arcana check.
Nat 20.
Would you like to guess?
Baby blood.
Yeah. Human component.
Does not have to come from a baby.
Blood.
Also, I will thank you to let the one time Brian rolls a nat 20 to let him enjoy it. Don't jump in.
Yay, Brian!
Well, it's too late now. No. It'll never happen.
I was just guessing baby blood. I didn't think it would be blood.
Really?
No! I thought some alchemical, I don't know, eye of newt.
No.
Something.
No. We're dealing with evil.
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 Yeah. Like Matthew. Evil.
Evil. Quiet.
It's his one and only
sad
name.
Sad little evil, but evil nonetheless.
Glad knows a song about it.
Goes something like this.
Yep.
Like to hear me, it goes.
Yep. I don't know how an accordion sounds.
Well, I'm not a polka guy.
Yep. All right. Again, my
so
own
does,
fault.
So yeah, do you shout out the component, or do you just click in your head and you keep your mouth shut?
Yeah,
that's your one, brother.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're right.
It was from an episode ago.
This is one for this episode. Then.
So they go around, and again, once you figure that out, it becomes clear that clearly some of these solutions must feature it prominently.
Mm-hmm.
Like that one with a human brain and a finger floating in it.
There's nothing quite as overt, but definitely when you calculate the viscosity of it, assuming there's some sort of medium, like some sort of non-reactive medium, yeah.
Very interesting.
So, I suppose it's only right, since you all are part of Ket's group, I heard that you need material components.
Yeah.
If you need to, if you need facilities to create anything or cast any sort of ritual, we can open a laboratory for you as well. And the architecture should greatly help you.
Mm. Well,
what exactly are you needing the components for?
Cold iron weapons.
Oh, do you need iron?
I think we will be finding iron. We got a connection. Oh,
because we have enormous excavations. We have more iron than we know what to do with.
Possibly, but I think we are planning on moving on rather quickly and don't want to be weighed down. We're trying to... got a limited time span we're working with.
Oh, well, this building should greatly help that.
I suppose, yes. Okay, we'll have to...
Look, you do not have to be shy about it. I understand that sometimes when you arrive at a new place, you might have some trepidation about asking your host for something. But again, Ket is a valued agent of the church.
Mm-hmm.
We would be very happy to keep you guys here as long as you need and provide any resources we can.
Hmm. Okay, we'll have to take stock and see what we would need. I could get
me the list.
Yeah,
certainly.
Okay. Yeah.
Just if you speak to anybody at the inn, really anybody you come across, they should be able to find their way here and find us.
Okay. We'll do.
Is there anything else you might want to look at? Again, the rest of this place is a mess. We're still in construction.
I think I've learned quite a bit. It's very interesting.
Oh, very well. Let me walk you out.
Okay.
And he leads you up the stairs, and once you're in, like, the main chamber, he doesn't, like, follow you all the way to the door, but he just stops and bows to all of you politely. Again, Pine is right over by him.
Okay. Go back.
Thank you.
And we leave.
And you leave. Ked and Trell doing anything in the meantime?
Probably examining the new gear.
Yeah.
Figuring out what it is, that sort of thing. And
ooh, it's fancy.
It is fancy. Figuring out of going through the moral debate of putting it on.
Mm-hmm.
Do the gloves go with the coat?
Oh, yes.
Oh, no, the fashion debate's kind of an obvious one. They're a matching set.
Yep.
It's a moral debate of...
The moral debate he has after they're on, and he looks in the mirror.
Gee, should I put this on? These look so beautiful on him. Oh, look how they...
Why does the evil gotta look so good?
Why does the club have a tattoo?
It's like, guys, listen to the sound this makes when I flip my collar up.
Like he needs any more whip sounds.
Yeah, that's true. Does Trell do anything?
She stays in her room in a corner.
Okay. Trell hangs out in a corner. So you guys make your way back over to the inn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you guys get in, there is a table ready, and there is food prepared and sitting there. Ket and Trell get knocks at their door, and you just hear somebody shout from outside that food is ready.
Thank you.
Creep out the door.
Yep. Yeah. Walk out.
What'd you call me?
Yes, Ket, put it on.
New gear.
Okay. Ket looks snazzy. Er than usual.
We have one snazzy Ket.
Yep.
Ding.
We have one snazzier Ket. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Erket. Yes. Erket used to live next door.
So, there's some food there. It appears to be some sort of red meat-based stew with some nice vegetables, obviously plenty of potatoes, and also each of you gets a yam that has been mostly boiled, but also seasoned in some way.
Rob has personal issues with yams.
I'm sorry.
I threw up in my mouth just a little, honestly.
Role play through it, Rob. Canonically, Ket loves yams.
He must eat yams constantly.
Yes.
Yams.
It's soul glue.
Yep.
It's soul glue.
Hold all the soul pieces together.
Yes, I got you.
As you guys... presumably sit down to eat, the innkeeper puts a bell over by Ket and says, we'll let you eat. If you need anything else, we'll be right out there. There's also a couple of bottles of wine and a couple of pitchers of water.
Thank you very much.
And he takes off.
Kind of misheard you there. When you guys sit down to eat, the innkeeper.
That's you will be invited to that dinner later.
That's later. So
humans, white meat.
Yeah.
So Randish.
Yes.
Yeah. Are we going to tell him?
Tell. What
Oh, Torque never heard. Like, Randa's never vocalized it.
Okay.
But
did hear the offer about sticking around and making the weapons there.
That's certainly yes.
Yeah.
Them saying they got enough iron and enough effluvium and everything. Mm. They wouldn't have to keep traveling.
Yeah, there's a... Yeah. That offer was presented. We could use the facilities here.
But it means we'd have to stay here.
I'd say that's up to you two. I'm pretty certain I know Orm's vote.
I vote we do not stay.
I gotta be with Orm here.
Or I will say this, I do not want to stay. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Right now, we stay the night because we don't want to appear suspicious of their hospitality.
Why?
Because we don't want to raise their suspicions once we actually send someone here to correct things.
But, I mean, they... Come on, they know.
Yeah, they know they're evil.
Did you hear them? They's talking and they're like, "Well, Brother Pointy Head, I think that we should be all smarty-faced and say things that people ain't supposed to understand. Yes, Brother Short and Hairy Jerkface." Did I say that out loud? Anyway, they know. They know we gonna have our thing, and you're the reason why they's being nice to us.
I know, which is part of the reason I don't want to completely ignore their hospitality. If they report back that I'm acting exceptionally suspiciously.
But you always act suspicious.
That's why I said exceptionally suspiciously.
Okay.
If I act more suspicious than normal, they may report back to Asmodeus, and he may drop his sponsorship of me. If that happens, the tournament can pull me from reality at whim. And we've seen how
that already.
Not while I've got a sponsor.
Is that like after midnight or?
That's like where the giant monster showed up in the astral sea.
Uh-huh.
And I disappeared.
Oh, well, that sucked.
Yeah.
Let's not do that.
That's why we need to at least spend the night.
Oh, okay. But.
Doesn't he know you're not, like, a bad person? Like...
Whoa. Let's... Good, bad, evil, Cat. I mean, let's just be... It's Cat.
But...
No offense, Cat.
What?
Untaken.
I'm saying, like, you're not one of his priests or anything.
Right. He understands at least some of my motivation. But if I don't stay in his line of
sight,
good graces. Yes, if I don't stay within his good graces, which doesn't take much, then he could revoke his sponsorship at a whim. And as of right now, I find that displeasing some of his people here could cause problems.
But I think the displeasing is less of a question than do we? I mean, we keep talking about we're on a time frame and we got to do whatever we can and we got to drive this stupid wagon across the universe and. Keep doing this, and now they's offering to help us, like, with everything. Now,
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, I mean, it'd probably take us another week and a half, won't it, Randus?
I'd say at least.
To get to the Exomalarchy.
Oh, to get to the Exomalarchy? It's probably going to be more than that.
Yeah. This will be a while. I mean, all right.
How far away is our ultimate destination?
The entrance to the Underdark is...
Yeah, the Fae Dark.
Well, we don't know how far the entrance to the Fae Dark is.
We have to get to the Underdark.
We have to get to the Underdark first.
Which, incidentally, you don't know the exact location of. Only a general area.
Wait. I thought we were going into the Fae Dark first and then the Underdark.
No.
Oh, it's Underdark, then... Okay.
Right. Yeah. Then Fae
the
Dark,
Underdark
then
is the real
Wild.
World.
Yeah.
Fae Dark is the Underdark of the Feywild.
Pull up the visual aid I sent you.
They don't show an order. Just one on top of the other.
Oh.
So, no, but it's a beautiful... It's beautiful, though.
To get to the Feywild, you got to get to the
Feywild. I'll send it to you guys, too.
Cool.
And to get to the Fae Underdark, you got to get to the regular Underdark.
Okay. It's Underdark. Reversed than what I understood. That's fine. Okay.
That's cool.
Trail knows where these things are. Adriana doesn't. That's okay.
Who's
that? How far are we from that place?
Roughly.
Rough place.
Further than the Exomalarchy.
Past it is what I'm asking.
Yeah. Do we
gain or
lose any time traveling to the Exomalarchy or
exactly? That's what I'm asking.
Not 100%.
Say what?
Do we
lose any time going to the Exomalarchy from here, or would we be able to get a faster travel going directly?
Yeah. Are we going further out of our way if we go to the Exomalarchy than to the Under?
Yeah, that.
At least how far out of our way is it?
As far as you know, you would lose some time going to the Exomalarchy. That is going by the map that you have. So obviously, I don't want to be like, as it stands, from what you understand, yes, you could just bypass the Exomalarchy if you had all of your materials. You really couldn't bypass Diamond Throne proper just because it's actually a really straight shot from Tuberville to Diamond Throne.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could, but you'd have to really try to go around it.
At which point we'd actually probably lose time.
Yeah, exactly. Once you got to Diamond Throne proper, you could make a beeline for the Shield Spines, but you guys don't know anything about it.
So we probably need help with the Exomalarchy.
So you'd need some amount of help. If not from the Exomalarchy, there is that guy that Stagsy suggested, but he didn't really say exactly where that guy lives. So as you guys get closer to that area, you should probably start asking around about him.
All right. So, Tork, as our most immediate religious authority, what would you feel about accepting accommodations from these folks?
Well, if I was going to break it down. I would count, and I would say when we was in Astros, and we was in the middle of, oh no, everything's gonna burn and everybody gonna die, and we thought we needed the help of Asmodeus and his armories, and he said,
yeah, I'm Asmodeus.
We all said no.
Mm-hmm.
With that voice that he has that just kind of runs up your neck and makes you want to just it's the thing that you look at is my axe says no, but the little voice in the back of my head pops up and says, maybe the X don't know everything anymore. Says, maybe, because, I mean, it's not like we's killing people to get the help, and you know, it's not like we's promising to kill people, which is kind of what he was asking to do. But There's also that question of, you know, if you get your magic from bad fellers, does that make it bad magic?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's kind of out of my depth. I don't know. I think yes, and then I think no, and then I think yes, and then I'm like, let's find something to hit so that I don't have to thinking yes and no again.
Mm.
I think right now I'm saying more maybe than no.
I see. Anyone have like a real strong opposition to leaving here in the morning?
I would like to leave in the morning.
I agree.
But listen, if we're headed to Diamond Throne anyway, and one of our previous plans was to send people ahead to Diamond Throne,
mm-hmm.
I would be more than willing to go to Diamond Throne if you want to stick around and do whatever it is that you need to do, Randus.
How many things do we need to make?
Let's see. Tro's got her weapons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Orm has his weapon. Randus has his weapon. So we would need to make weapon for both Tork and Ket.
Okay.
And next slot item.
And next slot item for all of us, or...
All of us.
Except for Orm.
Yeah, I'm double checking. I'm pretty sure I got a next slot. But yeah.
How long would it take to make 5 necklaces?
4.
An axe and a thing.
4, 5, 6. It'd be 6 hours, I think.
You did most of your research in the Moodland. So, yeah, I mean, you are basically down to being out of resources.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had the resources, it would take you, I would say, at most a day, if not literally 6 hours, depending on how things went to, mm-hmm. Or I guess, you know, 4 next, yeah, 4.
4 next slots. Two weapons. Unless they're willing to offer for.
Why only 4 next slots if there's 5 of us?
We already made Orm's.
Okay, Orm already has a necklace.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yep. It's a pretty one.
So Randus?
I'd really rather not. How much? Let's see. How much residuum or dead cost?
How much do we have left?
We have just over 1,200 material components, and we have 21,000 gold.
We have 1,200 material components. So.
Mm-hmm. All
right, Amulet of Protection.
But this is.
Why don't we? Well, we take a break here.
Sure.
Okay. Why don't we take a break here while we crunch some numbers and while everyone debates whether we stay or whether we go.
Or split up.
It'll give you another week at least to fret about your favorite characters, whether that be Tork or Trell or Randus or Orm. Or I guess Ket. All right. It is the holiday season. We might as well be nice to all the to everybody.
Ket's no one's favorite character.
Actually, you might be surprised. Now, as far as t-shirt sales goes,
Ket
no,
is
he's
everyone's
not.
Everyone's least favorite character.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, everybody.
That means that you're still on the list of favorites.
Oh, man, I don't know what's going to happen next. But
you never know what's going to happen next.
No, we don't.
That's right.
But there's one way that we can find out. Tune in next time when you'll hear Tork say...
What?
That's next time on Critical Hit. Until then, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.